Thank you and good afternoon. Around 5:30 this morning, a single vehicle collision occurred on Highway 101 just south of Klamath Beach Road in the Crescent City area. Gordon Durham was driving northbound on the 101 with his wife Xenia Durham as the passenger when the pair fell asleep and the vehicle drifted to the right and left the roadway. The vehicle went down an embankment and collided into a large tree, and Gordon was able to get out of the vehicle and return to the roadside to flag down a passerby who called 911. Both Gordon and Xenia were transported to the Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment of injuries. Humboldt State University police have arrested an Arcata teenager and have identified the three remaining suspects involved in the paintball gun shooting in late July that left the victim with a serious injury to his left eye. 18-year-old Benjamin Clay Albright was the driver of a black SUV involved in that incident in the early morning hours on July 27th, in which one of the three passengers shot Sean Layden in the eye with a paintball gun on LK Wood Boulevard. Police have confiscated the paintball gun used in the shooting. This morning, Eureka police officers responded to the Bayshore Mall parking lot after a reported assault in that area. Officers encountered a male victim who said he witnessed a group of men involved in an altercation with a woman and tried to intervene. The group then attacked the victim, with one of the attackers using a pipe. The man then got into his vehicle and attempted to drive away but crashed into a tree. The victim told officers that at some point during the incident he heard a gunshot, however police say there were no gunshot victims. The victim was then transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries and the investigation into the incident is currently underway. A Monday night collision on Highway 101 north of Davison Road resulted in two individuals being transported to the hospital with major injuries. 57-year-old Oregon resident William Hall was driving a semi-truck northbound on Highway 101 when 20-year-old John Drexler exited a private driveway adjacent to the highway. The semi-truck collided into the driver's side of Drexler's vehicle, causing it to skid off the west edge of the highway and down a steep embankment before coming to rest on the passenger side. Drexler, along with his passenger, 19-year-old Christina Bridges, sustained major injuries. Both were taken to the Mad River Hospital for treatment, and Bridges had to be flown to the Mercy Medical Center in Reading, where she remains in critical condition. Hall was uninjured in the collision, and CHP has ruled out DUI as a factor in the crash. The County Department of Health and Human Services, along with the Parent Teacher Association for Lafayette Elementary School, are looking for volunteer crosswalk guards for students to get to and from the school safely. Volunteer hours and days are flexible, and backup and substitute crosswalk guards are needed as well. If you are interested in volunteering and need additional information, you can contact the school or the Department of Health and Human Services. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey announced the swearing-in of two new sheriff's deputies this afternoon. Eureka resident Eric Misaki and Arcata resident Andrea Sherrod are now added to the group of seven sheriff's deputies now involved in the field training process. Due to Measure Z funding, Downey has begun the long process of hiring deputies to the sheriff's office, and he was happy when he got exactly the amount he requested when the board approved the allocation of funds.
You know, I asked for $3.5 million, and I pretty much got what I wanted. I could have easily gone for much more, but I have to be realistic as to what I can bring on in a short period of time as far as personnel to expend those funds properly.
Two additional deputies are expected to be hired by the end of the month, and the sheriff's office is currently looking to fill eight more sheriff's deputy openings, with 100 applicants vying for those positions. The Board of Supervisors held their meeting this morning and approved Measure Z contracts for the allocation of sales tax revenue with the Rio Del Police Department, Area 1 Agency on Aging, and the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association. $2.2 million will be given to local volunteer fire departments for upgrades to safety equipment and radios, while Rio Del Police will receive $35,000 to hire an additional officer. The Area 1 Agency on Aging will also receive $10,000. The board also approved an agreement between the County Department of Probation and Humboldt State University's California Center for Rural Policy to study the impacts that Assembly Bill 109 has had on the county. The bill reduced the number of convicted felons sentenced to prison, and a study will be used to determine its impacts locally. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.